Shavua Tov. Hope you all enjoyed a beautiful Shabbat. We are up to day 8. Smile. I began with a song made famous by Nat King Cole. Smile though your heart is aching. Smile even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you'll just smile. Now, it sounds like a little trite. It's a sweet little song and poem, but it is true and it is real. And it is something our sages teach. That you should receive other people with a besever panim. Panim is a face, yafot, a fine countenance. You shouldn't be, walking on the streets as though the world is on your shoulders. You shouldn't be walking around like, always laughing, always grinning, like life is a big party. Either the Rambam, the great Maimonides, says it, that that's kind of the middle road approach, which is to greet other people with a positive countenance, with a smile, but not like overly, laughter and all that. Now, that's the Rambam in regard to how you receive and deal with other people. I'm speaking in this chapter about the impact that smiling and being positive can have on ourselves internally. And I did a little Googling around. It's kind of fascinating. There's a neurologist from the IGEA Brain and Spine Center, Dr. Isha Gupta, who wrote that and did studies that smiling spurs chemical reactions in the brain. It releases certain hormones, dopamine, serotonin, and we know that dopamine increases feelings of happiness. So smiling, scientists actually believe, can trick your brain into believing you're happy, even when you're not necessarily happy, but then that can actually spur real feelings of happiness. So the brain is sort of like a sucker for a grin. It doesn't bother to sort out whether you're smiling because you're genuinely happy or you're pretending. So putting it on is actually very, very helpful. It's not, a panacea or the ultimate response or solution to, God forbid, depression or to serious, life issues. But forcing a fake smile can legitimately help reduce stress. We know it also lowers heart rates. There was another interesting study that I found by Dr. Sivan Finkel, who's a cosmetics dentist at NY at the dental parlor here in New York City. And they found that people who could not frown because they had Botox injections, they were unable to frown, were actually happier than those who could frown. Not because they had the Botox, but because frowning versus smiling. Frowning brings you down, smiling lifts you up. So it's a very, very important idea. And it's reflecting another teaching that I shared a few days ago from the Sefer HaChinuch. Yes, that our hearts follow actions, meaning we always think that we need to do something. When I'm feeling something, when I'm thinking something, then I'll act. And Jewish tradition is teaching just the opposite, which is that often if you want to feel something, you want to think something, then do something. So if you want to be more positive, simply act more positive and smile. And that's really what I think a lot of the modern day psychologists are teaching as well. This is also, by the way, I heard this from one of my teachers when I studied psychology up at NYU. Dr. David Pelkovitz says that the first and last 30 seconds that one speaks to their spouse in a day can color the rest of the conversation. Like if you come home from work annoyed or cranky and we begin the conversation or the interaction with our spouse in a negative way, it's very hard to change that. The whole evening can then be stressful. But if we smile when we get home, we start with a kind word, that can very much change around the interaction. One of my Rebbeim from YU, Reb Braunspiegel, should live and be well, said that, the way you start your day, you should always begin, of course, with Berachos HaShachar, with the morning blessings, because you're expressing gratitude. And the way you begin something is often the way that things continue. You can always change things mid-course, but it's harder to change things mid-course. I know that when I give a speech, I try to hit people over the head a little up front with something interesting to grab their attention, because if it's a little boring in the beginning, I can maybe grab their attention 5 minutes into the speech, but it's a little more difficult. So there will always be times when we experience sadness or we feel like, we've got the weight of the world on our shoulders. But we should remember the Rambam's great teaching to make a small change on the outside so that you can feel more positive on the inside. And I'm reading really right now from the last paragraph of today's entry that if we make the effort to smile, even when we're not feeling that way, people around us will also smile and respond more favorably. And I just want to mention today, I saw somebody in shul who unfortunately is going through very serious chemo treatment for cancer. And he came over to me with a big smile. And he said to me, you know what I'm going through now, Rabbi? And I said, yeah, how you doing? I wish you were for Shlema. He said, I just keep smiling and it really helps. So that's my bracha to all of us. Keep smiling and Bezrat Hashem, we'll have more to smile about. We'll feel better about ourselves, about our relationship with Hashem, and we'll make other people around us smile too. Shavua Tov.